There was not found like the like to him who kept the law of the Most High. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of our great Pope, Saint Gregory the VII, and he lived almost 1,000 years ago. And Pope Saint Gregory was a great defender of the Church, and he had courage always to resist the Church's enemies, even when it meant difficulties for himself. Before he was the Pope, Gregory was sent to France to put the Church in order there, because in France there was a big problem with simony. That meant that men were buying themselves ecclesiastical offices. That was a terrible sin, more terrible than if someone would buy himself an office of president or senator. And Gregory collected, in order to fight this abuse, a big meeting of bishops called the Council. In this council, a certain bishop was accused of simony, that is, that he had paid money to be made a bishop. This bishop right away denied the charge that he had bought the office. But Gregory had his doubts, and he said that in order to prove himself, this bishop should recite, "Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost." So the bishop started to recite the Glory Be, but when he got to the name of the Holy Ghost, he was unable to pronounce this name of the third person of the Blessed Trinity, and this immediately gave away that he had lied, and he had indeed committed a sin of buying himself a church office. At this miraculous happening, the bishop was struck with remorse and confusion, and he was casting himself at Gregory's feet and then humbly confessed his crime and begged pardon. Children, this story shows you how much God hates lying. You children are soldiers of Christ, and that this means, among other things, that you must always tell the truth. It feels so often an easy way out to take refuge through the way of lying. And if we fail to check this bad habit, we hardly notice anymore how far we drifted when it comes of sticking with the truth. It is always a pitiful sight if a powerful man, a senator or president, for example, is seen intimidating and blaming others instead of confessing a mistake that everybody knows he has made. Just like it looks very bad if a child is caught up doing something bad and instead of confessing and asking pardon, tries to talk his way out of it. Lying is much more dangerous than it seems. It is not just trying to avoid trouble. It is devil-like rather than Christ-like, and we must be followers of Jesus instead of the devil. Jesus told us that Satan was a liar and truly father of lies. And by contrast, he declared himself to be the truth. It does not, of course, mean that by telling the truth, one keeps away from trouble. By standing for the truth, Pope Saint Gregory the VII got into many troubles. His time as the ruler of the Church was filled with sorrows and difficulties, because there were lots of men in the Church who did not like him always standing for the truth. But children, when you speak the truth, you might get into trouble with men, but you never get to trouble with God. Pope Saint Gregory the VII always saw that the more evil the problems were, the greater was the necessity of severe remedy. And he told all his bishops and priests rather to lay down their lives than to hold back and be in good terms with the world in maintaining the laws of God and his church. And he was ready to show the example as well. He once excommunicated a rich and powerful nobleman of Rome and some other persons for certain very bad crimes they had committed. These sinners, in their anger, grew desperate and laid violent hands on the Pope on Christmas night in the year 1075. In committing this outrage, one of them attempted to cut off Gregory's head. He only managed to inflict a deep wound on the Pope, and the rebels then carried him away to their castle. But the people rescued St. Gregory the next day and banished the conspirators. The Pope himself recalled and pardoned them, by which charity he overcame their evilness and malice, and these, like the bad bishop in France, humbly asked forgiveness. The other time, the Pope was driven away from Rome because he had excommunicated the emperor himself for illegally appointing bishops to the church. Gregory had to die in exile, far away from home, almost forgotten and banished, all because he was ready to stand for the truth and rather die than betray Christ and his church. Dear children, the great teaching of St. Gregory the Seventh is that we must always be ready to put God's honor before our own. Oftentimes we are so sensitive about ourselves and for our own rights that we rather lie and break the rules of God than are brave and stand for truth. Your bodies are the temples of God because you have Holy Ghost in you through the sacrament of confirmation. But as you heard, the Holy Ghost escaped the lying bishop who had to beg forgiveness from Gregory of committing a lie and offending this Holy Ghost. So children, make always good care that you use your power of the Holy Ghost to speak only for good, and whatever bad words you might have said, make reparation and confess them. This way you are, in standing for truth, truly Christ-like and not devil-like. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.